mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover, though you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab, and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, of that we can be sure. I'm feeling poor.
Good evening, Boulder. Good evening, Denver. It's 7:01, and it's time for Highway 322. I'm Mike Finn. I'll be your host tonight for an hour of folk music, Americana, kind of broadly defined, and hope you stay tuned for that. That'll be followed up with more music later. I hope you enjoyed that last economy show. It was great to hear all that information I knew nothing about. So let's get these tunes rolling. I got some Lucinda Williams to kick off the show tonight.
Let's go!
listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver.
When I saw the ambulance screaming down Main Street, I didn't give it a thought. But it was my Uncle Eugene. He died on October the 2nd, 1981. And my Uncle Wilbur, they all called him Skinner. And they said for his younger ways, he'd get drunk in the morning and show me the rolls of 50s and 100s he kept in the glove box of his old gray Impala. And we're all gonna be here forever. So mama, don't you make such a stir and put down that camera. And come on and join up the last of the family reserve. Now my second cousin, his name was Calloway. He died when he'd barely turned two. And it was peanut butter and jelly that did it. The help, she didn't know what to do. She just stood there and she watched him turn blue. And we're all gonna be here forever. So mama, don't you make such a stir. Just put down that camera and come on and join up the last of the family reserve. And my friend Brian Temple, he thought he could make it. So from the third story he jumped. And he missed the swimming pool only by inches. And everyone said he was drunk. There was great Uncle Julius, and there was Aunt Annie Miller, and Mary Ann, and Granddaddy Paul. And there was Hannah, and Ella, and Alvin, and Alec, and he owned his own funeral hall. And there are more I remember, and more I could mention, than words I could write in a song. But I feel them watching, and I see them laughing, and I hear them singing along. We're all gonna be here forever. So mama, don't you make such a stir. Just put on that candle. Come on and join up the last of the family reserve.
You don't have to go to Memphis to get the blues. You just fall in love with kind of women I do. Well, I've had me a dozen, but I never had one that did not fall through. You don't have to go to Memphis to get the blues. There she goes, here I stay, watching good love slip away. Once again, I'm all alone. Love has come and gone. You don't have to go to Memphis to get the blues. You just fall in love with the kind of dozen, but I never had one that did not fall through. You don't have to go to Memphis to get the blues. Out, the blues moved in. Where I am is lost again. Well, I've been east and I've been west, and I can attest you don't have to go to Memphis to get the blues. You just fall in love with the kind of women I do. I've had me a dozen, but I never had one that did not fall through. You don't have to go to Memphis to get the blues. You don't have to go to Memphis to get the blues.
Take my hand as we walk into the night. night after night, about every day. Tell to me the secrets only a girl can know. How much to feel and just how much to show.
That was Los Lobos, Take My Hand. Before that, we heard Asleep at the Wheel. They were doing You Don't Have to Go to Memphis. Before that, we heard Family Reserve, and that was Lyle Lovett. And we started off tonight's Highway 322 with Lucinda Williams. And she was doing the song Still I Long for Your Kiss. All right, 7:17. As I said, we're doing the Highway 322 show. I'm Mike Finn. We'll be with you to 8 o'clock. And I have some tickets to give away that should be of interest to listeners of this show. After I tell you about it and get the music going, give me a call here at the station at 303-442-4242. That's 303-442-4242. So we have tickets, guest tickets, for the Dead Winter Carpenters with Yawpers. And that's a show that's at Fox Theater in Boulder Saturday night. Oh, actually, it's Saturday, July 6th. Excuse me, I was thinking it was this Saturday. Saturday, July 6th, the Dead Winter Carpenters, 8:30 p.m., 9 p.m. show, all ages. And the Dead Winter Carpenters are a Lake Tahoe band. And they blend Americana with roots rock and a tinge of straightforward alt country. And the local act, the Yawpers, will open the show. So for a pair of tickets for this show on July 6th, give me a call after I get the music going for you at 303-442-4242. And speaking of music, here's some Del McCurry and the band. Del McCurry Band.
Gaze out to the sea. Come take the king's shilling and follow your dreams. I'll make you a sailor like me. The first one to speak was the carpenter's lad. Tim Barlow was his darling name. He said, I'll come with you and follow the flag. Young Dan cried, I'll do the same. The ship left the harbor the very same day. Young Daniel gazed back at the shore. His mother was crying and waving goodbye. She knew she'd see Daniel no more.
For sailors will sleep in the deep, so they say, and dream of the land and their love. There's no turning back once the salt's in their veins. Their spirits fight free like a dove.
fleet and the ships of the line, and straightway set sail for the west. The weather turned dark and the north wind did blow. Young Daniel was put to the test. He was climbing the rigging while the wind howled around, and the ship like a toy it was tossed. He fell from the mainmast and never was found. To the sea a young soul had been lost. Then Tim lost his sight in the battle that raged. With a tin cup he sits by the door. He hears the voice come in the market some days. Come, lads, we're away to the war. For sailors will sleep in the deep, so they say, and dream of the land and their love. There's no turning back once the salt's in their veins. Their spirits fly free like a dove.
Thank you.
That was David Grisman, Emery Gordy Jr., Herb Peterson, Jim Buchanan, and Vince Gill. The name of that track was Billy in the Low Ground. And that's from their album Here Today, an album that's on my Desert Island list. Before that, we heard Santissima Muerte, and that was Billy and Bryn Bright doing that tune. Before that, we heard Hazel Dickens, Carol Elizabeth Jones, and Jenny Hawker doing I Can't Find Your Love. And we started off that set with the King Shilling, and that was the Del Mercury Band from their album Del and the Boys. All right, it's 7:30. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. I'm Mike Finn doing the Highway 322 show this week. And I'll be with you for another half an hour. I want to let you know that about a KGNU presentation we have. KGNU presents Daniel Ate the Sandwich. And that's going to be at Swallow Hill in Denver. And that's this Saturday, June 22nd, 7 p.m. doors, 8 p.m. show, all ages. And Daniel Ate the Sandwich is the stage name of an independent folk musician and songwriter, Danielle Anderson. And I'm not positive, but I believe she's a Boulder resident. But Danielle has recorded 4 albums to date and has shared the stage and collaborated with acts such as Leo Kottke and Mumford & Sons. So Victor and Penny opened the show. Again, that's Daniel Ate the Sandwich at Swallow Hill in Denver. Also, I still had those tickets available for the Dead Winter Carpenters at Fox Theater in Boulder on July 6th. So if you give me a call at the station here, I can get those in your hands as well. So let's just keep the music going. I got some Emmylou Harris queued up.
I'm growing tired of the big city lights. Tired of the glamour. Tired of the sights. In all to my home on the ocean.
real good job. I was working real hard, bought a great big house with a great big yard. Didn't save much money, I didn't have much time. I thought I'd be happy, I thought I'd be fine. I was doing all right, doing it all wrong. I was doing it all 30 years too long, 30 years too long. That's a half of my life. I couldn't keep the house, I didn't want the wife. Had to leave that job, everything went wrong. Guess I just waited 30 years too long. I was doing all right, doing it all wrong. I was doing it all 30 years too long. Too young, but I'm not too old, and things didn't work out like I was told. I'm gonna take another chance, gonna make a new start. For the next 30 years, I'm gonna follow my heart. Now I've got the time, I still got the kids, though I may not have what I thought I did. And if it's not too late, gonna play my song, but why did I wait 30 years too long? I was doing all right, doing it all wrong. I was doing it all 30 years too long. Doing all right, doing it all wrong. Just doing it all 30 years too long. 30 years too long. That's way too long.
Sweet lovers love the spring. Christmas carol they began that hour with a hey and a ho and a hey not known. Now that a life was but a flower in springtime, the only pretty ring time when birds do sing hey ding ding ding. Sweet lovers love the spring.
That was Joe Hillier, Sweet Lovers. Before that, we heard 30 Years, and that was Angelo M. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan and the band doing Highway 61 Revisited. And we started off that set with Miss the Mississippi and You, and that was Emmylou Harris. Okay, well, we're flying along down the highway tonight. It's 7:47. Want to remind you to stay tuned at the top of the hour. We're going to have Dixie Marmalade tonight. So I think you'll enjoy that show as well. I guess I got no other information. Just want to keep the tunes rolling along. I've got some John McCutcheon queued up for you.
Thank you. Johnny gave Joe his first cigarette. Joe lit the filter, then he smoked the whole pack. Joe bought all the gas in Johnny's old Ford. He always said that's what friends were for. Johnny married Tina, Joe married Dee. Blonde-haired sisters from Covington, Kentucky. Then in 67, Johnny joined the Corps. Joe did too, but he never knew what for. Tonight, in this bar room, he's easing his pain. He's thinking of someone, he won't say the name. Folks say he's a hero, but he'll tell you he ain't. He left a hero in the jungle back in 1968. Johnny went from job to job trying to make ends meet. Tina divorced him back in 83. Now 30 years come and 30 years go. Johnny's got a grandkid that he barely knows. And tonight, in this bar room, he's easing his pain. He's thinking of someone, but he won't say the name. Folks say he's a hero, but he'll tell you he ain't. He left a hero in the jungle back in 1968. He calls Johnny every now and then. Talks about her children and her third husband. But when he asks about someone they used to know, Dee says, Johnny, that was so long ago. But tonight, in this bar room, he's thinking of someone, but he won't say the name. Folks say he's a hero, but he'll tell you he ain't. He left a hero in the jungle back in 1968. Left a hero in the jungle back in 1968.
That was Dave Alwyn doing 1968. Nice tune. Before that, we heard Hitchcock Railway, and that was Claire Lynch. Before that, we heard John McCutcheon doing Grandpa's Waltz and Clarinet Polka. And that was from his album Fun Times at Our House, and that was he was playing the hammered dulcimer, in case you didn't recognize that instrument. And we started off that set. Oh, no, that was the whole set. That was the start of that set. So that's going to do it for Highway 322. I hope you join us on Highway 322 next Thursday at 7 p.m. And I just want to let you know, Dixie Marmalade's coming up. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Clarinet Marmalade. Dixieland Marmalade. That was Clarinet Marmalade that we just heard. Bill Allred's classic jazz band. That's a group of guys, many of whom worked at Disney World in Florida. So that was recorded in Ocosee, Florida. I think that's how you pronounce it. On March 16th, 17th, and 18th, 2009. That's from Bill Allred's classic jazz band, and their album is titled 13 on the Sun Jazz label. Well, I hope you'll stick around for the next hour. I'm Jerry Maddock. I'm sitting in for Dan Wilging tonight. Dixieland Marmalade is the show on which we play traditional jazz by the people who actually invented the genre and some people who came back and revived it a little bit later. And we play some contemporary New Orleans music as well. Next up, we have one of those revivalists. This is Bob Scobie's Frisco Jazz Band, and this is from 1950. The tune is called Coney Island